and that's a medley of several Indonesian traditional songs from West Java in the language of Sunda by the legendary and late Elva Sisioria and the Elva Singers. And more songs from Indonesia is coming up next. So stay tuned on Edited World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song called Wisata Siak or Siak Tour by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. The song Wisata Siak was written by Atah Rian. This song tells the story of Siak, one of the districts in Riau province. The lyrics tell that Siak is so beautiful. The people of various tribes live in harmony and the culture is rich. The lyrics contain a message to invite traveling to the city of Siak to enjoy the old relics that are still preserved, such as Siak Palace. Well, listener, here is the song Wisata Siak by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. Happy listening.
Indahnya ragam pesona. Indonesia, dari ragam suku hingga budaya, masih terlihat berdiri kokohnya tanah serta bangunan lainnya. Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama, dari kapal kapto hingga istana, ada tangsi mulanya juga sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja.
Indonesia.
There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will always come. A quote by Tan Malaka. Listener, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesia's struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares a lot for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound. Listener, recently the President Prabowo Subianto on Monday summoned several ministers from the red and white cabinet to discuss the free school program, which is called Sekolah Rakyat or People's School. Coordinating Minister for Community Empowerment Muhaimin Iskandar told reporters that the discussion is about the People's School or the Sekolah Rakyat, which was held at the Presidential Palace Jakarta. And at the Palace Complex, listeners, we quote from Antariksh.com, Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf said that the government will establish people's school through cross-sector collaboration between ministries, in particular the Higher Education, Science and Technology Ministry, Primary and Secondary Education Ministry, and the Public Works Ministry. And the Social Affairs Minister said that they require support from various ministries, and the approach reflects the government's commitment to working hand-in-hand to translate the president's idea into reality.
that is better in every day. But then I feel it, that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way. But then I would go to be in outer space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you feeling great. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, the very time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. The story went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. It's like a perfect cake that my grandma's made.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pernahkah kau bicara
Listeners, still tuned to Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. And if you are waiting for the year-end bonus in Indonesia, it doesn't happen like that. Well, it happens like that too. Some companies have bonuses in the end of the year, but also there is the holiday allowance for a lot of sectors in the country. And our President Prabowo Subianto recently directed that the holiday allowance, or we call in here THR, for employees of private, state-owned and region-owned companies to be paid no later than 7 days before the Eid. And according to the President, the government reached the decision after a series of meetings involving the ministers of the cabinet, and the details of the mechanism for the provision of holiday allowance will be provided later in a circular letter by the Manpower Ministry.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Hmm, okay. changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
And it is another very typical song from Sunda West Java, Bumi Bulan, sang by Yani Purbasari.
Thank you.
Listeners still tuned to a Real World Service Voice of Indonesia. The song Bubuy Bulan by Yani Purubasari is about a woman who is falling in love to a man. And especially, she hopes that she can be with that man. So 3 months. And she also tried so hard to be with that man. And the song was created in 1950s, and it was popularized by Nining Meida and also a lot of other musicians from Indonesia. And from Bubuy Bulan, we are moving on to the ingredient to make the famous pempek from Palembang, which is ikan belida. That is quite sad, it's a little bit threatened, but the full story about it will be available soon, so stay tuned on Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The city's size reaches 102.47 square kilometers, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75% to 89%, with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's some interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food? Pempek or fish cake.
Pempek kapal selam terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the Head of Information Division at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek, there is from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia, and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Ikan belida itu ikan yang nomor satu.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of words, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish, an Indonesian language, is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listener, belida fish has a medium size, maximum length is 100 cm, and average weight is 0.5 to 1 kilogram. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kilogram. Its body shape is flat with small head, and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray, and in the front, one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arwana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of belida fish that is about to extinct?
Rindukan keluhuran dan murukan
With the rareness of Belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Nah, sekarang sudah orang ini bukan lagi.
Now people in Palembang no longer use belido fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can float. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from belida fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari belida
fish. To me, gabus fish is more delicious than belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of belida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor belida.
Beautiful.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Seribu jalan di dunia, mengapa berpapasan bertemu dia? Menyalari pergi tanpa kata, mengapa sudut mata apa rupanya? Lupa bawa lupa ternyata mudah, tapi itu senyuman yang ku suka. Sepertinya sama, katakan matanya masih yang lama. Kau ajak bicara, seketika kembali ku jatuh cinta. Begitu banyak manusia, mengapa lagi-lagi dia yang ku jumpa? Malam hangat tapi ku terjaga, rindukan dirinya sih sangat kecewa. Lupa bawa lupakannya, mudah tapi menyangkut dia, ku tak bisa. Sepertinya sama, tatapan khas matanya masih yang lama. Kau ajak bicara, seketika kembali ku jatuh cinta.
And you're still doing it also, this Voice of Indonesia, that is Adrian Khalif featuring Juicy Lucy with Sialan. And listener, extreme weather happens across the globe because of, well, global warming and of course human activity, and this will bring impact against the growth of economy, including even in Indonesia. And how does the extreme weather affect the economy? Here's some explanation from an economist, Gunawan Benjamin.
The biggest risk of extreme weather is damage to that not only biggest material losses, but also claims life. These lost material losses will generally be a burden of the victim. However, if the scale of the destruction is very large, it will disrupt the country's finances. Extreme weather will also disrupt the rate of distribution of goods and services. The price of a number of goods and services will become more expensive at the consumer level when the extreme weather occurs. However, at the producer level, extreme weather will trigger harvest delays and harm producers such as farmers or ranchers. This will generally be experienced by areas that are being hit by extreme weather. Even on a certain scale of damage that causes business access to expensive business losses and is difficult to repair, that weather has the potential to cause business actors to go bankrupt, which in the end, extreme weather has the potential to trigger an increase in the number of poor people or unemployment. The continued impact of extreme weather is the reduction of daily economic activities such as disruption to obtaining public facility services, disruption of access to the workplace, access to basic needs such as electricity, basic food needs, education, health, or a number of other daily needs.
For more details, you can check our VOI talk about Indonesia's weather, the risks and realities on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Mm.
Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Listener, here's the news. Indonesian Ambassador to Slovakia Pribadi Setiono said that Ramadan is an important momentum in encouraging the introduction of Islam to the local community. He explained that the government and the people of Slovakia recognize and were open to Islam, and this should be an entry point for Indonesia to develop cooperation with Slovakia, and the detail by Andy Romdoni.
Indonesian Ambassador to Slovakia Pribadi Sutyono Tuesday said that Ramadan is an important momentum in encouraging the introduction of Islam to the local community. He explained that this year the Slovak Ministry of Foreign Affairs has sent an invitation to attend a breaking of the fast together. In the event, Indonesia will be given the opportunity to share its Ramadan experience in Indonesia. In the VoiTalk program with Voice of Indonesia RRI World Service, Ambassador Pribadi Sutyono explained that this effort shows the Slovak government's recognition of Islam. Although Islam is the minority, people in Slovakia have begun to open up to Islam.
This year is a bit special for us, for Indonesian, also the Muslim communities in Slovakia, since the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Slovakia now having today is going to have an iftar. Among the Organization of Islamic Cooperation or members countries. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is that Indonesia will be the kind of a persons who have been asked by the government of Slovakia to express about Ramadan in Indonesia, for example, to all the audience later on today. Well, this is a very good opportunity. I mean, it also means that the government of Slovakia is starting to recognize more on Muslim and Islam world in Slovakia, which is a very, very positive way of Slovakian government thing about it. In the level of the people itself, I mean, the people of Slovakia is now becoming more open and open on the, you know, Muslim in Slovakia. Even that we are a very tiny in number, around 0.1% of the population.
Meanwhile, regarding bilateral cooperation, Ambassador Pribadi Sutyono explained that Indonesia is exploring opportunities for halal trade cooperation with Slovakia. According to him, the 13th Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Ma'ruf Amin, visited Slovakia in 2023 to explore this opportunity. Pribadi Sutyono explained that this effort was welcomed by the Slovak government, which admitted that it was interested in finding out more about opportunities for halal industry cooperation with Indonesia. Andi Romdoni reporting.
Music. The Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency of Indonesia and House of Representatives, in cooperation with the Amnesty International, held a focus group discussion, or FGD, to discuss human rights protection of Rohingya refugees. As broadcast on DPR official YouTube channel on Monday, the discussion is a follow-up to the previous meeting in November 2024, aiming to find more effective solutions in dealing with Rohingya refugee issue. Chairman of the House's agency, Mardani Alisir, highlighted three main things that need to be considered, including the legal basis, or the so-called legal umbrella, changes in the nomenclature of ministries that can take care of refugees, and policy orchestration on the ground.
Ada tiga hal. Yang pertama, payung hukum.
First, the legal umbrella, especially the presidential regulation number 125 of 2016, must include protocol issue, because when refugee arrive, that is the crucial point. Further processing is possible, but he must be placed where he is processed by immigration and WHO and HCR, and then there are subsequent processes. But in this protocol, we are not fixed yet. Secondly, regarding the change in the nomenclature of the ministry, earlier someone who traveled abroad was handled by the Coordinating Ministry for Political, Legal and Security Affairs. Now the ministry has been dissolved. It should be decided what suitable agency or institution take care of it. The third is orchestration. Of course, the local government and the central government must be the same.
Mardani emphasized the importance of structuring regulations to deal with refugee issues effectively and efficiently. According to him, Indonesia has complete and respected tools to deal with refugees, and he hoped that the FGD can provide concrete recommendation to improve the protection and handling of Rohingya refugees in Indonesia. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.